Okay, so you come from St. Louis High School. You played there, and yes. They're pretty well known for football.
Yes.
And so, did playing at a big school like that and with their success help you transition to playing SEC football?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, our offense and like I guess the school and all that it helped me, I guess, adjust to the gameplay, the speed and stuff. I mean, speed is a lot different from college and high school, but I mean, the way like our offense moved, we're a pretty fast-paced offense.
And you were also a part of a huge 2013 recruiting class, and as we've noticed, the numbers have really dwindled. Guys have transferred, guys have dropped, but you've stuck it through. And a couple guys transferred because they were far away from home, and you were far away from home too. So what was your kind of like incentive to stay here through all that?
Man, me and Ricky was just talking about this not too long ago. I mean, I think Ricky played a big role in me staying here because, I mean, I ain't going to lie, the first few years I want to go back home, but, I mean, it's just me and Rick now, so, I mean, he just always just reminds me, like, you know, let's stick it out, we got it. So he's been played a big role in why I'm still here.
Speaking of sticking it out, you had not got a ton of touches before Saturday. How do you keep mentally prepared and physically prepared for when your time comes?
You know, I just practice like I'm gonna go in and play. You know, Coach Sundman always tells us to be ready. Next guy will always be ready to jump in. So, I guess that's how I took it the whole week, and that's how I take it every day. Like, I'll get in sometime. So I just try to make the best of my opportunity when I get in.
But when you know Ricky wasn't gonna be there and Speedy wasn't gonna be there, you kind of figured you may get a few balls thrown to you last week.
Right, yeah. I mean, I figured I'd play here and there. So, I mean, I was excited, but I still had the same mentality that I always had and just practice hard and play good in the game.
Have you seen any difference in attitude this week in practice from people with this game coming up?
You could definitely tell that everyone's ready for this game and everyone's excited. So,
Did you watch the tape of the last second play the other day with Tennessee?
They showed it on the screen when we were playing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I seen it.
Okay. But I mean, if your time comes like that, you're going up above all those 6'8" people they had back there.
I mean, I'm 5'11". I'm gonna try and get up there with everyone else.
Can you get up?
I say so.
You hope it doesn't come to that, maybe.
Yeah, I hope not. Let's hope that we'll have a good game. We'll come out.
Have you gotten a chance to look at their defense at all?
Not really. We'll go into that today.
Okay.
So he mentioned you get up. You play outside receiver, and you're also 5'11". That's kind of undersized for that far outside position. So how do you adjust to that kind of size differential compared to other guys like Josh Reynolds and such?
For me, I think it's all about separation. That's why in the offseason I worked hard. Me and Ricky worked hard on our route running and stuff. So I feel like if I get good separation from the DBs and stuff, it'll make everything a lot easier.
How important is it for you to block downfield? How much do they emphasize that, especially with what Travion's done with some of those long runs lately?
Oh, coaches emphasize it a lot. You know, I feel like if we go and do our job, not only catching the ball but blocking, we'll be really good as a team.